He chose us. Scripture also teaches that we chose God. Not only did God decide, but we also decided. We both decide. From this I gather relationships are a two-way street, and our assignment is to believe and trust Him. 1 Timothy 2, 3-4 says that God wants everyone to believe in Him. Scripture supports the fact that those who do not choose Christ are dead, inanimate, and those who chose Jesus are alive, animated, and those who are alive, who are lively stones, a chosen generation, are dead to sin. Now there's a game changer right there. Dead to sin. What are we going to do with that? Considering we all are so busy with our sin management program, I didn't make it up. It says it right there in Scripture. Dead to sin. Now you might say,
hold on a minute, brother.
But if the Bible is our one-stop authority, then sound doctrine is cover to cover, not just what we feel up to believing. Just because many of us have a hard time looking at ourselves in the mirror doesn't make God's word untrue. Romans 6:11 says, we are dead to sin. And if we are dead to sin, the Lord means what He says, dead to sin. We are forgiven and have new life, and there is no yeah but on that. Is you is or is you ain't? Ephesians 5:8. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. Not in darkness, but were darkness. And not in the light, but are light. In we who are a chosen generation, we are the light of the world because Jesus is the light of the world. And as Paul alluded to, if He is God, then act like it. We live in grace. We have obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand and have our being. And not only that, but we live in the Spirit and are empowered to serve. Actually, the word possession in 1 Peter 2:9 is the Greek word peripoiesis, which conveys the idea of possession or personal property. It is the preposition peri, P-E-R-I, which means around, connected to the noun poiesis, P-O-I-E-S-I-S, which refers to something that is made or done. Kenneth Woost, a favorite Greek scholar I often refer to, says the Greek word means literally to make around, that is, to make something and then to surround it with a circle, thus indicating ownership. The NAS translates this phrase as a people for God's own possession. The NIV says a people belonging to God, and the King James and New King James says His own special people. The verb form of possession, peripoeomai, and is found in the Septuagint in Isaiah 43:21, when he said, "This people have I formed for myself." It is a strong statement of personal possession. The people belong to God. Imagine someone leaning across the table, looking you square in the eye, thumping their finger demonstratively on the tabletop and saying, "They are mine." That's the strength of the words in Isaiah 43:21. We who believe, we are His. So this word, peripoiesis, is certainly a really special word to describe how unique we are as the personal possession of God. He made us a new creation in Christ Jesus, 2 Corinthians 5:17. And then He put a circle around us to indicate His ownership, and said, in effect, "These people belong to me." We are indeed a people for God's own possession. Friends, I hope that you are encouraged to know that you really are peculiar, not as in weird, but as unique. You belong to a special group of people who are the uncommon and exclusive possession of God. You are a member of His eternal family, and that means, of course, that you are the special object of His love and care. However, it also means we are to live consistent with who we are. If we claim to be believers, the people of God, but we continue in the finer points of criminal behavior, you know, something is wrong with that and requires investigation. 2 Corinthians 6:17. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Because we are uncomfortable with some scripture doesn't mean we can ignore them. I want us all to have the courage to not only face the word of the Lord, but to dig into it and understand what God is saying to us. Ignoring parts of the Bible doesn't make it go away. We're not like other people in the world. We are more than different. We are unique and we are God's. And so, we live lives to the glory of God who has given to us His Holy Spirit as a pledge of our inheritance with the view to the redemption of God's own possession, peripoiesis, to the promise of His glory. And that's from Ephesians 1:14. Hey, don't take my word for it. Look it up and see for yourself. And at that, I say, think about it.